This is a business bulletin for Bishop FM. A survey by peopleperhour.com has revealed that demand for freelancers is expected to rise due to the economic uncertainty caused by Brexit. Around 61% of survey respondents predicted a larger workload for freelancers as the UK leaves the EU. And as a result, 56% plan to spend more on freelancers. According to peopleperhour.com, as freelancers can be taken on and let go more quickly and easily, this makes them an attractive option for employers who face a prolonged period of economic uncertainty following the Brexit vote. A pre-action protocol for debt claims comes into effect on the 1st of October 2017, and commercial law firm EMW is warning that this may make it more difficult for businesses to recover debts from individuals. The Ministry of Justice's PAP includes an extension of the maximum time that debtors have to respond to a letter of debt claim from 21 days to 31 days. Individuals will be given a further 14 days of grace if they fail to pay their debt, and as a result will have twice as long to pay a debt before creditors are able to take them to court. One in 25 UK firms would have been unable to repay their debts in February 2017 if interest rates increased slightly, according to research published by insolvency and restructuring trade body R3. This is the first time the number of firms at risk from even a small rise in interest rates increased since 2014. Andrew Tate, spokesperson for R3, said UK firms have faced a challenging 2016 and early 2017. The sharp fall in the pound has made things difficult for importers, while a rising national living wage and the rollout of pensions auto-enrolment have added to businesses' running costs. Further research has been published that suggests UK organisations will not be sufficiently prepared for the General Data Protection Regulation, which will replace the Data Protection Act from May 2018. Just one third of the 190 construction firms surveyed by YouGov in April this year were aware of the GDPR, and 40% thought it was not an issue for the construction sector. Although most of the 179 charities surveyed by Transform Foundation were aware of the GDPR, the majority described their knowledge as patchy or weak, and just 7% thought they were ready in time. Almost half of data breaches reported to the Information Commissioner's Office over the 4 years to December 2016 were caused by human error, according to analysis of figures by Egress Software Technologies. Of the breaches reported in Q4 of 2016, 24% were caused by paperwork being lost or stolen. Nearly two-fifths were due to confidential information being emailed, posted or faxed to the wrong person or business, and 5% of the breaches were due to failure to properly redact information. Healthcare and local government were the sectors that reported the most incidents. This has been John Atkinson for Bishop FM.